This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Lemongrass Spa has truly been a blessing for our family.
I found Lemongrass Spa because, you know, it's a healthier choice for me. It's healthy for my boys. I don't ever have to think about what we are putting on our skin.
Lemongrass. The name alone elicits imagery that has me thinking of Bo Burnham's White Woman's Instagram song. Fuzzy, comfy socks, a pumpkin spice latte, and a tinge of highlighter on your cheeks. Not that there's anything wrong with that. If you don't wear fuzzy socks in winter, you're not living your best life. But there is something wrong when this aesthetic is also followed by the classic, "Hey hun, I have an opportunity for you" message. And as I'm sure you can guess, this is absolutely the case when it comes to lemongrass.
So if you're loving these trends, you're thinking, how can I be a part of a community that really embraces not only the trends, but also so focused on health and clean?
Lemongrass Spa, or Lemongrass for short, seems like any beauty company on the surface. Their site is a bit wonky to navigate, and their products are a bit on the pricier side, but the handcrafted, cruelty-free, nut-free, made in the USA, and vegan labeling might justify that for you. However, just trying to shop for their shampoos or whatever else you're looking for, and you can't help but notice something a bit different. The Host tab and Find a Consultant tab whenever you start clicking around their website. Yep, Lemongrass is an MLM that operates like Unique, Pure Romance, and countless other party MLMs that basically hook in stay-at-home moms looking for a community and a side hustle. This is an incredibly common tactic, and as we've seen before, it can grow incredibly toxic too.
People have lost everything to these companies. They've lost hours of their lives, they've lost money, they've lost friends, they've lost family. And when you come here to try and question the people that are responsible for that, no one acknowledges it. And I think that's the reality of what happens. People are buying into a dream, and when it all goes wrong, nobody cares.
The best experience you'll ever go through. It just keeps getting better and better.
It's not a job, it's not a 9-to-5, it's a lifestyle.
They're offering massive salaries, cars, and holidays.
A free white Mercedes and a six-figure income.
It's £15,000 a month, and you can earn more than that.
But very few of them say what the job actually is.
I didn't know much about. Back when I spoke about Unique and Nu Skin, there was no shortage of BBC footage discussing makeup empires exploiting young women, especially mothers. But is lemongrass just as toxic? Their products claim to be cruelty-free, but what about their company?
Where else can you get 90% of your family's skincare and make money?
Insider Perks, with 25% all of your products, every purchase that you make, plus you can earn 25 to 35% commission on all of your sales when you share these products.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here I am, 35, 36 years old, and I was on my way to being a millionaire.
Instantly, I had this.
Although lemongrass isn't nearly as famous or well-known as their Avon counterparts, let's talk about how they were founded.
Hi,
Hi, I'm Heidi Liest, owner and founder of Lemongrass Spa Products. And I wanted to tell you a little bit about how the business got started. So I became a label reader when I was pregnant with my first daughter. And it wasn't until then that I really discovered how many toxic chemicals were contained in skincare products, soap, laundry detergent, room sprays, lipstick. And we're also very eco-friendly and conscious about the packaging that we choose. And I chose direct sales because I wanted to make an impact for other women to do exactly what I had done. Earn some extra income by sharing products in women's homes and offering them a pampering.
Honestly, Heidi, you had me until the end there. I'm all for being conscientious about what you put in your body and watching small businesses grow up, but she can't say she chose the MLM model to help other women. The MLM model helps you, Heidi, because you don't need to market when you've got a small army of distributors pushing your products on people, spreading promises of financial freedom to their friends and family in order to get them to buy into Lemongrass. Of course, Lemongrass is careful not to downright state that you'll get rich from buying their products, as so many MLMs get in trouble for doing this. Instead, their web pages say things like, you can gain independence as a direct seller with Lemongrass Spa, and they ask advice from their consultants about gaining financial freedom. They don't directly promise it. After all, it's a quotation, not a claim. But here's one of those quotations. Heather Stapleton, senior executive director from Florida, said,
"Working from home has given me the flexibility to support my husband while he serves our country as a Navy doctor. His schedule is not his own, and as a Navy doctor, he has a very busy one. If I had a 9-to-5 job, we would have to hire someone to take the kids to practice and run errands. Earning a full-time income while working from home part-time was a goal of ours, and we are so blessed to have Lemongrass Spa Products as the vehicle that is allowing us to fulfill this dream. My number one tip is to partner with your leader or a leader in your upline. Reach out for help and guidance. Model what other successful consultants are doing. Don't copy it, but make it your own and run with it."
It's not that Heather's advice to consultants is terrible, but it's that she, as well as the women giving other testimonials on here, fail to recognize that making people recruit sellers to earn a living is multi-level marketing, and it's a doomed business model. While you at the tippy top of the pyramid make money, you're actively ensuring that others don't or can't. This isn't some hypothetical, it's not hyperbole or catastrophizing, it's a fact. The other aspect of this that we see with plenty of other MLMs is how they shame women for having 9-to-5 jobs. If you're not staying at home with your kids every second of the day, then your job is soul-sucking, apparently. Now, I don't want to say that Lemongrass is shaming women because I haven't seen enough of their posts to definitively state that. However, the way some of their sellers talk about traditional jobs, even putting 9-to-5 in quotations like it doesn't exist, is pretty telling.
Us as consultants to make it a family ordeal as well at conference and events that people bring their kids. And you'll also see consultants have kids in their videos and kids helping them.
Am I the only one getting culty vibes here? Maybe. But I simply can't believe that Lemongrass is all it's cracked up to be when they treat their family like targets, then toss them away when they aren't useful. When I first started podcasting and making videos online, an online store was the furthest thing from my mind. Then I opened my merch shop a couple years ago and I found out how easy it was, and it was because I used Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop page to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. It's up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And you can sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. It's a brand new feature to Shopify, and it's very exciting. One of the things I really like about Shopify is just how user-friendly it is. It is so incredibly easy. You don't have to know a bunch of HTML coding or anything to get your site up and running. It does all the heavy lifting for you and allows you to focus on you and your business. Shopify powers about 10% of all e-commerce businesses in the United States. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and even Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Sign up for a $1 per month trial at shopify.com/multilevel, all lowercase. Again, that's shopify.com/multilevel. Now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Again, that's shopify.com/multilevel. I'm here once again to tell you about a frustrating and convoluted MLM legal battle. But this time, it's not about an MLM battling another MLM over copyright, but an MLM's battle with their former distributor. In this situation, Lemongrass fired Ms. Bono's independent consultant agreement, and Ms. Bono said that they terminated her unfairly and filed claims for $21.9 million in lost earnings and other damages. She claimed that Lemongrass publicly lied about why they fired her, too. I haven't seen Ms. Bono's paychecks. I don't know how much she was making. But if she filed for almost $22 million in damages, I'd wager a guess that it was quite a bit. If she were only making a few hundred bucks here and there, she probably wouldn't even be filing a lawsuit either, or getting fired. Now, Lemongrass won this case with the judge saying that they do have the right to fire Ms. Bono. And that's true, kind of. An employer does have the right to fire an employee. I'm not sure what their reasoning was here, as it's not listed, but typically in the US, you can terminate someone even without a reason. However, what's frustrating here is that these MLMs say you're going to be your own boss. It's your own company, and it's not. It never was. And in an MLM, it never will be.
You tell the people you love they're in a pyramid scheme, and they go, no, I'm not. You're just a hater. I own my own business. I'm very successful.
My orders would smell disgusting.
It was just insane the amount of hoops I had to jump through to get them to ever admit that their product was faulty.
I would sometimes open bags and they'd be wet.
Of course, these clips are of LuLaRoe, not clips of Lemongrass. But the point remains the same. Lemongrass can lead sellers to believe they own a business, that they have power, and then toss them aside and take their downline if they want to. Even if we don't know Ms. Bono's full story, it's a familiar tale all the same. And as former sellers have said,
the quicker you rise, the harder you fall. And I fell.
If you own your own company and you've spent years developing and building it, presumably you've got a lot of assets, clients that trust you being one of the big ones. The idea that this could simply be ripped out from under you, even without reason, is kind of horrifying. And this is what happened to Ms. Bono. She was fired from a downline she built. She lost employees and clients that trusted her because she never truly owned any of it. There's nothing to fall back on either. Not the copyright, not the products, nothing. A part of me honestly feels bad for her because it's such a total loss, being hooked into this and having nothing to show for it. But could there be a silver lining to this? Is there anything redeemable about Lemongrass when their business model is this deceptive? Well, kind of reviewers and bloggers alike have had generally positive reviews. Many of them enjoy that Lemongrass says no to parabens, synthetic fragrances, nanoparticles, and other questionable ingredients such as talc. When our Lemongrass spa package arrived, we were so excited to try them, and we were not disappointed. They all smell good enough to eat. I can't tell you which is our favorite because we love them all. They make your skin feel amazing without feeling heavy or greasy. I think all of these items are very fairly priced, especially considering the fact that they are all natural, organic, and cruelty-free. The product sizes are also quite large. You only use a small amount, so each product will last a while. The packing is attractive, mature, and functional. I'm very happy with the products I chose and recommend them all. I have to say that I really like these products. You never know, because there are so many lines out there, it is nice to find something that is mostly or fully chemical-free. And that is still smells and feels so good on my skin. I also can't believe how affordable it is. Overall, they appreciate that Lemongrass Spa doesn't claim to be natural simply because they've got a drop of oat milk of something in there when the rest of the product is synthetic and test on animals. Yeah, I'm looking at Aveeno and its parent company, Johnson & Johnson, who are notorious for greenwashing. And I can appreciate Lemongrass Spa too for using natural products as they claim. After all, the term clean isn't regulated, so it doesn't mean much that they use this term. Even so, being clean and sustainable is a goal that they seem to follow up on, actually putting their money where their mouth is. But let's get one thing clear. They aren't completely cruelty-free, and no MLM will be, at least in my opinion. Heidi may have wanted to spread positive and clean messaging, but this simply isn't the way to do it. And it's a shame too, really, because I feel like it discredits the sustainability movement when bad faith actors are the ones pushing it on people. Like, you know how if you see a bad advertisement enough times, you become determined not to use that product? Heidi could be making genuinely worthwhile skincare here, but because of her business model, there are educated people that won't take her seriously. Even if the products are good, I still wouldn't buy them because they're effectively nothing more than a legal pyramid scheme. And I know I'm not the only one who feels this way. At the end of the day, if you use deceptive practices and language to sell a product and take advantage of people, then you're not deserving of a cruelty-free title.